You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we have Sean, who is the owner of SK Science Designs and Marketing with us. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you. You do a lot of photography work down there, which is really awesome. So do you just want to introduce us to you and your business really quick?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Sean, and I am the partner in SK Science Designs and Marketing. We're a family-owned business. My wife and I own the business, and as the title says, we do signs, designs, and marketing. We handle photography, videography for the CVB, for the Town of Port Royal, for the City of Beaufort, and we handle social media management for about 150 clients across the United States.
Very cool. Sounds like you've got your hands full.
I do. I typically work about 80, 85 hours a week.
That's a good chunk of time.
It is. But they say it's not really work if you love what you do. So
I was just about to say, I think it sounds like you really like what you do. So
I do.
That's awesome. How long have you and your wife had this business?
Going on 6 years. This July will be 7.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you both do photography, or what part of the business do you have it like divided up between you guys?
We do. So I'm pretty much the face, the social butterfly of the partnership. I'm out shaking hands, kissing babies. You know, they see me all the time. My wife handles all the social media for our corporate clients and some clients up in Massachusetts. And she handles some of the local postings for select local companies here.
That's awesome. It sounds like a good balance for you guys, though.
It's a perfect balance because she gets to kind of live her life and do her schedule, and then we communicate and we talk back and forth. She's got a degree in English, so I always double check everything with her. How does this look? How does this read? So she's definitely my yin to my yang.
Awesome. So what got you into photography?
So photography for me, I've always had a passion for it ever since I was younger. My stepfather, we lived in Germany for about 5 years, 85
That's
to 90.
Cool.
Yeah, it was 85 to 90. So we were there during the Berlin Wall falling and the shuttle explosion and Chernobyl. So definitely some pinnacle times in the world. So, and my stepfather was a photographer as well. So I kind of watched him a little bit and was a little bit interested. And a lot from the business standpoint, it came out of a necessity because I was offering social media. We figured we could give the client photography, and then they don't have to go out and pay somebody else. So it was kind of included in our package.
Okay.
And with us being a small business, we figured we would save them money by us doing that in-house. And it kind of is included in our monthly obligation to them.
Very nice. Also, growing up in Germany, or like even that five-year pinnacle, that was some pretty intense times that you were there. So I'm sure that actually had a big impact on everything.
It did. So I was 7th grade through 10th grade. So my years as a young teenager growing up dealing, you know, we were living with German folks and taking the bus, the subway, and, you know, just living life. It was a good time.
Wow. That's really impressive. So that's a really cool experience that you had, like growing up and living there. And obviously that really probably helped you incorporate your passion for photography. And I'm sure it opened up your eyes to being able to look for those details and what would make a great photograph. So how long have you been a professional photographer? Because I'm sure that like you probably started getting some of it from your stepdad. But
yeah, I would say, I mean, since the initial beginnings of our business, so roughly 6 years from a paid aspect of it. Prior to that, it was more hobby-based and kind of honing in my skills and learning the traits of lower thirds and how to compose a photo and all the settings that come with it, you know, just working my way out of the automatic button selection and working in manual and learning everything.
There's definitely a learning curve with that. Photography is one of my hobbies as well. And I always try and shoot in manual when I can, but sometimes it gets frustrating. You've got to switch to a preset. So I admire photographers. That's a lot of work and a lot to remember.
It is. And a lot of it becomes muscle memory. I mean, you do it so much and then you just kind of learn it. And once it clicks, just like anything else, your realization, okay, it's too dark, so I need to bump the ISO up, or I need to drop the f-stop. You know, if you're doing video, then you adjust the shutter speed. So there's a few things, you know, it's definitely a learning curve, but when it clicks, it clicks.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also love, I don't know if all of our listeners understood what you said, but I did. So I feel proud of myself. That's awesome. So since you work so much in Beaufort and Port Royal and all of that, where are some of your favorite places to take photos there? And where should people definitely get kind of like those Instagram worthy shots?
So obviously the first choice is going to be Honey Island. And that's perfect for sunrise because the sun rises in the ideal location. And if you get there, you know, the gates open right before the sunrise, especially depending on the time of the year, usually around dawn, and you can go park and then get out by the lighthouse and then set up camp. And you know, with the renourishment of the beach, there's plenty of sand for your foreground and to get that quintessential shot of the sun rising on the horizon and the water in the front. And if you're able to get the lighthouse in the shot, that's even better, or one of the palm trees. So that's a must. On the way from Honey Island back to downtown, there's Gay Fish Company, which sits on the left-hand side as you're heading out back to downtown, which is an ideal spot for some shrimp boats, especially at high tide. It looks, the area, to me, looks better when it's high tide. Nothing gets pluff mud or the smell of it, but visually it's more appealing to have high tide.
That's fair.
It is. It is. And then on St. Helena, the church that sits out there, Old Sheldon's in the embassy. That is the parish church. So on the way back from Hunting Island, after you stop by Gay Seafood Company, you can take a left in Frogmore and run it down to Land's End. And on the left-hand side is the St. Helena Parish Chapel of Ease, the church ruins, which is a great spot to get Old Tabby Ruined Church has been burnt down, and there's a nice history marker that's out there. That's a great spot. Downtown Beaufort is obviously one of the most, probably the most photographed areas. That's great for sunrise and sunset. You can have the Woods Memorial Bridge in either shot. So you can shoot from Ladies Island to get the woods in the foreground for sunset, or shoot at the marina and get the foreground for sunrise. Those are always great. There's plenty of bluff areas. For Port Royal, the observation tower kind of stands out. It's a 40-foot tower that's you can walk up, and it gives a 360-degree view of the wetlands, the marsh area, and Paris Island, which is right across the way. So it's a fantastic opportunity to get that, and some good fishing if you want to fish off the dock.
That's an impressive height to go fishing from.
I don't know if I'd recommend going fishing off that height, but there is a boardwalk that walks okay. from the parking lot to the observation tower. I mean, there's nothing to say that you couldn't fish off the top of that, but that'd be a heck of a reel to get that fish up.
You'd get a great arm workout, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Those are some great locations that you recommended for sure. I know I have a bunch of pictures of downtown that it's just so beautiful. So
it is. You made your first trip here last week, right?
Yes, I did. And already trying to decide when I'm coming back. So, you know.
Yeah. So where did you take photos at? What drew your eye when you were in?
I actually love all the old buildings and like the fences and architecture. So some of that was really, really fascinating. Also, I definitely was taking lots of pictures of the trees with the Spanish moss.
Yes. Yeah, those are great. There's plenty of those, especially when that's in the foreground and you've got the bay in the background, so you've got the water.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So I stayed in the Anchorage 1770 while I was there.
Yeah.
And they have that great like view with like the trees of the Spanish moss in the front, and then like you can see the water right through them.
I was just saying, did you make it to the top?
Yeah, I went up to the top of their like different porches and I took pictures at the different angles and stuff. It was really cool. I loved it. So
yeah, Frank and Amy are great, and they love when folks come over there, and anytime anybody can go and help advertise for them, or you can just go upstairs, it's fantastic.
No, I agree. I loved Frank and Amy. I have a soft spot for them now after spending like so great. So, you know. If anyone needs a place to stay, definitely recommend there. I love the Anchorage 1770. But yeah, they're just, I love the buildings. Obviously had to take some pictures of the waterfront. I also went to the Penn Center. I went to the Penn Center, and just like the grounds of the Penn Center are beautiful, and the buildings. So I have a bunch of pictures from there as well. So I don't think you can go wrong taking a picture anywhere in Beaufort, honestly.
I don't think so either. It's just the city and the town is just so photogenic as it is. It's hard to take a bad picture here in the area.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So you've mentioned some of the people, like you obviously work with the CVB. Are there other people that you take photographs for or that you work with that you want to share?
So the town of Port Royal was honestly our first big client 6 years ago, and we've been with them ever since. And Ben Willis and the entire staff and the mayor and everybody are just so welcoming. And so we handle all their photography for pre-COVID for all the events that would happen. Now we handle some meetings for them for the Zoom. The city of Beaufort, same thing. We handle a lot of Zoom meetings and events, and we work with the internal PR person for marketing and some graphic design work for them. But we do a lot of video work for them as well. So if a new business comes to town, then we're slotted to go and do 45 seconds to a minute and a half little video for their new business. So it's a great way for us as a small business owner to meet other local small business owners and to offer some advice and the network. So the more people I know in town, the better it is for me from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint. They get to know us, and it's more about that brand recognition at the end of the day, and we get a ton of referrals. So it allows us to save money on the back end by not marketing so much. Our marketing dollars are lower because we network so often. We see so many people, they already know who we are.
That's awesome. Also, Beaufort and like Port Royal, that whole area is just, everyone was so welcoming. So I feel like that's honestly a great place to have a business and to build those connections and to network, because I feel like everyone wants to see everyone succeed and grow out there. So
correct. Yeah, there's plenty of room for everybody in town, and there's multiple people that do what we do to an extent. And there's multiple photographers. There's a ton of photographers in town, but everybody is so great and fantastic. And it is kind of that open community where if you had a question, you could call one of these local guys and, oh no, you can do this or do this. Or, you know, if you had to pick somebody's brain, you know, there's really no reason why you wouldn't want to reach out to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And I love how interconnected everyone is. So I guess I feel like a lot of people, when they think about taking photos, they feel like they have to have a big fancy camera to get a good shot. What is your opinion of that?
So don't tell my wife this, but you don't necessarily need the big cameras. With the way phones are in today's world, obviously from a print quality standpoint, or if you're trying to get a certain look, then cameras and detachable lenses. But cell phones with the new iPhone that just came out, I mean, you can take fantastic landscape photos with those, and there's so many apps that are out there. So in a nutshell, no, you don't need a high expensive camera, but it does allow you to progress in your field. And from a perception standpoint, you don't want to show up to a job with a cell phone and say, hey, I'm going to take photos. They're going to look like you're crazy, even though it may be a decent photo, but it's not going to be quality, and the megapixels will make a difference. And if you need to print something that's for billboard size, or even a print that you could sell to somebody, you definitely want a high-end camera.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But, you know, for our amateurs out there, you can definitely get a great shot. It's true. I have an iPhone 7, so it's kind of getting dated and old now. And I remember when that camera was considered... Yes. An amazing camera, and now it's like, oh, you have an iPhone 7, that camera is nothing.
So. Yeah, once you switch to a newer iPhone, you're going to be amazed. And funny story, I think one of my most popular photos that I've had reprinted probably 3 or 4 times is a photo down in Port Royal. But the fact that it was spur of the moment, I went down to Dockside, took a photo, and the max I can print it, I think, is 2x2. I can't go any larger because I used an old phone. But it's one of my, it is more about the angle and the shot, how it's lined up and how, you know, that's what's more important from a landscape photo is how you line everything up.
No, that's cool. Have you ever tried to recreate it?
Well, some of the landscape has been redone. That was before. So since Dockside was there, there was a fire, and now it's 11th Street Dockside. So visually, I mean, some of the foregrounds what's changed. They had some of the salt grass. Some of that plant that was up there, it was an old post, lamp post. So, but I go back there quite a bit, and you know, it's a popular spot. So there's a restaurant that sits there right on the water, and a lot of folks will go and eat dinner. It's a great, fantastic view with even better food, and all the shrimp boats are lined up right there. It's a working shrimp dock, so you have these boats coming in and out, and it's a perfect opportunity to get sunset.
Amazing. I feel like that you just catch that picture and that'd be like the perfect print of like the quintessential view for it right there.
It is 100%. People go there all the time, and just, you know, so you see, if you go there anytime during right before sunset or right after, there's gonna be a lot of folks standing out there taking photos.
Very nice. Well, awesome. You mentioned some of the other like people that do similar to you and photographers. Are there local photographers that you really enjoy their work or think that they do good stuff that you really appreciate looking at?
Yes. I mean, there's so many. I was thinking earlier today, make sure I don't forget anybody. So the first photographer that I really had contact with was Phil Heim, and he was viewforpics.com, but I think now he's handling the art of Buford, but he's got a gallery downtown, which has great work. Robert Getzey is another photographer. He's a great drone photographer. David Shipper is another one, does great wildlife and landscape photography. Nate Rosso is an up-and-coming photographer that does a lot of light painting, which is really interesting for those that are getting into that. Using LED lights, he's an electrician by trade, so he can build some of his own unique lighting. And then, you know, with slow shutter speed, you create this art. Basically, it's art that he creates. Del Kegler is another one that's fantastic. And some of these guys, in their infancy of becoming photographers, we've worked with them on some marketing and branding. So for me, it was fun to see them grow into who they are now, and everybody kind of growing together, and everybody kind of goes through these styles of photography. Everybody does the still world, up with the glass ball, you know, and to see them evolve from that to where they're at now and selling their work in stores and online and it's craft shows is really inspirational. And it's a driving force for me to be a better photographer or to hone in my skills, because I see what they're doing. And I'm like, okay, I like that. That's a good perspective. And then, you know, either I try to recreate and give, you know, recognition to them. Like I've done one or two, like this is a Robert Getzey inspired photo. So I, you know, let them know that I've seen their work and I appreciate it. And, you know, it's kind of recreating what they've done and giving them a shout out as well.
I love that. It's like collaborative almost, like, and you build on each other, like you see them improving. So you want to be better. And I'm sure that it's the same for them. Like they see other people that inspire them. And I'm like, oh, I want to be better. And you kind of help push each other out of your comfort zones and boxes.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, this area is big enough for everybody. And we don't just, you know, I don't rely just on landscape photography for what we do. We have a multifaceted revenue stream. So it's easier for me to be friends with everybody and to help or to ask questions, because it's, you know, I'm not in their space. Like we don't do real estate photography. I let that live for the guys that do that. Speaking of that real quick, Tony Piero is another great photographer here in town. He does landscape and some real estate stuff. So we've got a great bunch of people.
And I'm actually going to go look up all of you, including your stuff, and just go look at it, because I, like I said, love photography. I love to look at other people's work as well. And I feel like, kind of like what you said, it inspires you to be better and to just, you learn and grow. And it's always really nice to see how creative people get with like their mediums. And I'm always amazed by how creative people can get with photography and with photos. So I'm excited.
Yeah, good. Yeah, if you do. So Sean Hill Photography is going to be my photography Instagram and on Facebook. So we do have some stuff on SK, but it varies from all the stuff that we do, from video work to signage to whatever it is. So,
right. Well, that's good to know. And I'm sure everyone that's listening will also want to check it out. So I'm glad that you shared that. Great. Is there any other thing that you want to tell us or share about your work or that you've loved with your journey of becoming a photographer and being located in Buford and Port Royal?
No, nothing really. You know, I love Buford. I've been here 22 years, and I know quite a bit of people. And the perk of the job is just being able to network with everybody. And there's no greater feeling than walking downtown or going to a gas station and raising your hand at five different people that you see, or, you know, you're running into somebody you haven't seen in a week or so. You know, I need to get with you. You know, I get some photos taken or whatever it is. That there's no better feeling. And, you know, we love all of our clients. We're so appreciative of everybody giving us our opportunities when they have, and continue to renew those contracts. And, you know, we just value everybody's relationship. I just can't express that enough, to how much we care and appreciate.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really fun to get to talk to you and to hear about your favorite locations to take and just talk photography.
Good. Yeah, no, it's good to talk photography with somebody that understands photography, because my wife's like, what does that mean? Like, you know, it's hard to speak photography. But
Right.
she, you know, she's a great wife and appreciates and looks at it and says, okay, I like that. Or, you know, so she gives me feedback every now and again.
Right, but she's not going to understand when you're saying f-stop, like what that means. So I
Yes.
understand.
Yeah. No f-stop, no ISO talk. She doesn't understand any of that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And thanks everyone that was tuned in and listened to the Intercoastal Podcast. We appreciate all of your listens. Don't forget to like and subscribe. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Natasha Lai and produced by the Relic team.